So the goal of the authorization bill, what does it address?
So this is not a policy bill. This is not your typical authorization of funding bill. Usually what you see in the House and Senate Armed Services Committee for the Defense Department is both a policy bill and a spending bill. You know, DOD can spend X amount of dollars on this program, and then the appropriators take it from there and do their own thing. But this bill at DHS is solely a policy bill. Senator Joseph Lieberman is the chairman of the committee. He says the goal is to see how the reality of how the department has developed over the last 8 years in the light of what the law that created the department really called for.
We're basically going back and looking at how this department has functioned since it began 8 years ago. And some of the offices authorized then really have never materialized, or we have concluded that they don't do enough that's worth their existence. So we've consolidated, terminated, et cetera. In some cases, we've beefed up offices or combined them. We took the assistant secretary, I guess, for policy, made him an undersecretary because he's playing that kind of role in the department. And the main effort here at a time of real fiscal stress is to make sure that the Department of Homeland Security is fulfilling its mission, but doing it in the most cost-effective way possible.
Senator Susan Collins is the ranking member of the committee. She says over the past 6 years, the committee has held more than 70 oversight hearings about the department, and that has really helped inform this reauthorization bill. Collins says DHS has made a lot of progress over that time, but the bill is necessary to move the department toward a continued improvement. Let me just go through the bill real quick because there's a lot in there. It includes seven sections focused on everything from management and efficiency to structure and organization to specific DHS mission areas such as preparedness, response, recovery. And I'm going to just offer a few highlights since there's so much in there. It focuses heavily on acquisition, creating an acquisition review board, which is something I actually talked about last week with DHS Undersecretary for Management Rafael Boris. Collins says DHS needs a process to more accurately forecast programs and have better oversight.
The promotion of independent verification and validation for major IT acquisitions to prevent failed projects. We found a model for creating a cost analysis division that is modeled on DOD's successful cost assessment and program evaluation office. We also strengthened DHS's review process to ensure that there is a better definition of requirements up front and to ensure that contracts meet mission needs and are within budget, schedule, and performance expectations.
The bill also would eliminate five offices, including the Office of Counter Narcotics Enforcement, the Office of Cargo Security Policy, and the Border and Transportation Directorate. But at the same time, it would also create the Office of International Travel Security and Screening, bringing together the U.S. Visit Program, the Visa Waiver Program, and the Screening and Coordination Office. So you're seeing a lot of changes of need over time. Additionally, it would rename the National Protection and Programs Directorate, commonly known as NPPD, to the Infrastructure Protection and Resilience Directorate. So that's a basic name change. Another interesting thing that I pulled out of that is the Federal Protective Service, DHS Secretary, would be able to make that, the FPS, a fee-for-service agency where FPS would actually collect fees from other agencies to provide their services. It would direct DHS to consolidate at St. Elizabeth's Complex by 2018, and it would create a chief management officer at FEMA. There's a whole lot more. We have a link actually online at federalnewsradio.com so people can read the entire bill.
And we're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Now, the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee marked up that bill yesterday. Give us some highlights on some of the amendments that were debated, including one that talks about contracting.
Oh, my goodness. There were so many amendments, 68 amendments total, including 32 from Senator Rand Paul alone and 16 from Senator Tom Coburn. The committee yesterday got out through 14 of them, and it's going to meet again next week and following weeks to finish up. So a few highlights, because there's a lot, and these are specifically management-focused. One amendment would actually prohibit DHS from using cost-plus type contracts. The administration has termed this type of contract high risk because vendors are not actually submitting a cost for a service, and the agency actually could be on the hook for rising costs. Senator John McCain was the sponsor of this amendment, and he says with a few exceptions, DHS should only use fixed-price contracts. Listen to this exchange between Senator Collins and Senator McCain over the amendment.
You can't have a blanket ban on cost-plus contracts because there are certain, as the department has told us, certain R&D development contracts where you're dealing with the development of an unknown technology and trying to reach a goal. DARPA uses COSPLUS for the same reason. And you need to have that flexibility because no one's going to bid because they don't know what it is going to cost. So the vast majority should be fixed price. I totally agree.
Mr. Chairman, let me just respond again. Obviously, the provision is that if you want to use a cost-plus type contract upon written determination by the Acquisition Review Board, that the program is so complex and technically challenged, it's not practicable to use a fixed price type contract. That provision is in the legislation. But Senator Coburn is exactly right. We see this time after time. Lowball the bid, get the bid, and then when you got a cost plus contract, then the costs go up and up. I mean, it's standard operating procedure.
Now, Collins offered an amendment as a substitute placing congressional notification for use of cost plus contracts for any acquisition worth more than $250 million. McCain said he'd work with Collins on amendments, actually pulled back from the vote yesterday, but said $250 million is not a starting point. He actually called it ridiculous. So we'll see where this goes over the next few weeks. Now, several provisions did get passed, including one from Senators Tom Carper and Scott Brown that would require DHS to have an auditable financial statement so they could know how much money they're spending by 2016. This is very similar to the requirement that Congress passed for DOD, where the Pentagon must have auditable financial books by 2017. Senators Collins and Rob Portman also got approval of their amendment to prohibit DHS from collecting information on its vendors' political contributions. Again, a direct response to the White House's draft executive order from earlier this summer that was floated around requiring agencies to review this information before awarding contracts.
So, Jason, it sounds like there's a good mixture of management and politics in this whole thing. Give us a quick assessment of its chances in the House of Representatives.
Sure. Now, I think it's hard to say right now. Obviously, the Senate must finish its markup, and that's going to take at least a week or two or more. But I did talk to Senator Lieberman about the bill's chances. And basically, he was saying that he's working with Peter King over in the House, who's the House Homeland Security Committee chair, and he hopes to get something done. And, in fact, late yesterday, I heard back from Congressman King, and they said that they are planning to introduce the bill and mark it up by next week.